Well, I must talk about the accounts now. There was a pool, was it called a pool of workers? A pool of
There were just four typists. We each had a desk, you know, and we were given work and we would sit typing there.
Yeah.
In the typing pool.
But tell me, Gertrude, was there an old school and a new school? Or did you notice the change coming in, or were you still very much part of it?
Well, when I went in there, I was the youngest one in the office, and there were an older, a senior group, and they were extremely helpful to all the younger people coming in, you know. And most of us would have a spell on the switchboard as well, you know, to familiarise ourselves with all the names and pushing through calls all over the mill and all that kind of thing. But then after that, I was in the typing pool for the rest of my time there.
What did that consist of? Exactly what were you doing?
Well, one job that I had to do was to type out all the documents covering shipments of paper to England and places like that, and to the north of Ireland. And there were very, very strict regulations about all of that, you know. And you just had to get your papers right, you know, as regards tonnages and types of paper and all the documents going with those shipments, where they had to be just so, you know. And so that was one job. Then you'd be typing letters, you'd be filing. Yes, all that kind of work, but mainly typing.
And
yes.
The desk, were you standing up or sitting
down?
Oh,
Lord, no, we're sitting down.
I'm just thinking of the big old clerk's desk.
Oh, Lord, no, you'd have to be sitting to type.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd have a couple of drawers for keeping all the different papers and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And, yes, I must say it was very pleasant. The staff would be very, very pleasant people, very helpful, you know. And
can you tell me something about the people
well, the
that
seniors,
with you?
Evie Archbold, Betty O'Reilly, Kathleen O'Neill, Miriam O'Hanlon, Kitty Whelan, and then the juniors were myself and Dolores Looney, Anne Bradley, Dolores Bean, and Frieda Ryan.
And their photograph is
They're
there.
All in there, yes. I got them out yesterday, too.
Is there many of those now? Do you keep in touch with them?
Well, I kept in touch. Evie lived on... She lived on the Tower Road, Evie Archbold, and five generations of her people lived there. And they actually grew up in a little house at the bottom of the Round Tower in Clondalkin. And I kept in touch with her up to the time she died a couple of years ago. She knew everything about Clondalkin. And but most of them, there's only Dolores, Frieda, and myself, and this girl alive today.
I see. And were all those girls local in the area, would you say?
Evie was, of course. Kathleen O'Leal lived beside the mill. Kitty Whelan was in Chicore. I was Clondalkin. Betty O'Reilly lived, her people were all connected with Swiftbrook. She lived in Saggart. And she was in Chicore, and she was Rathcool, Anne Bradley, and the other two were Clondalkin. So they were all from around the place, and we actually knew one another going to school.
Imagine.
Yeah. So we all were all locals, more or less. Yeah.
Did you form any kind of a social club?
We did, yes. And we used to save up, and we'd go on outings during the summer. We went, I remember, on a lovely tour of the Boyne Valley. And there were a whole group of us. I think there were fellows and girls that time. And we'd have a great day out because we all knew one another, you know. And so we had several outings like that.
Would you travel in the bus or on the
train?
Oh,
no, the bus, yeah. And we'd go on a tour bus, yeah. And dine out. And, they were great trips, those trips, yeah. Then we would socialise, we'd go to dances or pictures or on holidays or stuff like that. Yeah, we were all quite close, really. Yeah.
Tony, if I could ask you about the way that the paper mills just it was doing so well in the right through the '50s, the '60s. Yeah.
This is Clondalkin now.
Yes, Clondalkin now.
Yeah, and you mean you wonder what happened to it?
Yes,
I mean, I'll tell you what happened to it. We joined the EEC, and in 1977, all of us now in our office, we all were told we had to go over to the boardroom at 2 o'clock this afternoon. This is at about 12:30. We were told this. And everybody down to foreman was in the boardroom in Clondalkin Paint Mills. They were all sitting around the boardroom table, which is a huge table, and the whole room was packed with everybody in the mill down as far as foreman. Foremen were considered junior management. Mr. Cusick walked in, and he walked up to the front of the table where his chair had been left there clear for him, and he spoke for about 3 minutes. And basically what he said was, "This place is finished. Any of you young men that can get a job, go and get it. Any of you old men that can get a job, go and get it too. This place is finished." And he turned around and walked out. And engineers, accountants and all were there. It wasn't only foremen that were there. All the engineers, everybody in the mill, over foremen were there. And everyone was left looking and wondering, what's all this about? And I ventured an opinion. I said, there's have to be a board meeting and a decision has been made that this place is going to close. And it did. It stuck it out for another 3 years and then it closed.
Oh,
it closed because we went into the EEC. Yeah. And not alone did it close, but so did all the other factories around Clondalkin.
Incredible. Yeah.
A whole lot of factories around Clondalkin, they all closed because we were in the EEC. Because you could, Clondalkin were able to bring in paper from, they were getting it from Portugal, I believe, at one time. They were able to bring in paper from other countries in Europe who had a lower standard of living than people in Ireland had. In other words, the way we're able to bring in these poles now to work, there's a house being done up two doors there for me. They're all poles that's working on that house. They're doing the whole house up. The wages in Poland are less than what you would get on social welfare here. Incidentally, you might know by me, I'm against the EEC. I voted against us going into it, and I still think I was right. We'd be better off if we were out of the euro area altogether.
Did you try to manage the factory yourselves? I mean, was there by the staff members? Were you kind of anxious that don't want this to close?
No, the mill did close. It closed in 1981.
Oh, I know it did. But yeah. Was there an effort by yourselves at the time to keep it open?
There's nothing we could do.
We just kept
working on from 1973 on. We just all kept working. Began to have the Cusick's visit into the boardroom dimmed in our memory, but then in 1981 it came back in. We all realised what was after happening. I think the decision had been made in 1977, I should say. The decision had been made in 1977 to close the place because they could bring the paper in cheaper. But why be making less money when you could bring in the paper from some other poorer country and make a lot more money? And that's what they decided to do. Am I right?
I see. Yes, I know. Did you feel the same about it, Gertrude?
I mean, it was devastating.
Yeah.
Because we were rearing a family at the time.
There was about four industries around Clondalkin, aside from the paper mill. There was
there was a huge lot of industry around
Clondalkin. You know that other place over at the Ninth Lock? Another place.
Yeah, Clondalkin was a lovely little village, but it was very, very spread out. Yeah. And we had factories as far as Inchicore, the valley there.
Yeah.
There was Lamb's Jams, there was Nugget Boot Polish, there was Aspro, and there was Weatherwell, and there was Clondalkin Concrete. The mill, of course, and then just up the Tallaght Road you had Glen Abbey and you had Ernie Chocolates.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to think of any others. All the locals all had work.
And this seemed to happen all together.
It wouldn't have happened.
Over a period of a decade.
And the whole, everything was gone from there. You'd wonder where the people are going to work because there was nothing left. All of those things... were gone. There was the tile factory. Do you remember the tile? Weatherwell, yes, it was called Weatherwell.
Okay.
Yeah.